Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the Line.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, I need to say, our intro song for so many years now has been Crazy Train, and we lost the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, today.
Yeah, that's sad, sad news. And, you know, he's not only was number one with us, and we made him number one on the network, but he was a great talent, and I'm so sad to see him go. I mean, a lot of my guys knew him, and, you know, and you've worked with him, and you know, I know his wife. I don't know Ozzy. I've only met Ozzy once, but I know his wife. But it's just sad for the whole family. He was just touring.
Yeah, actually, I know that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease many years ago in the early 2000s. And so he was unable to do a lot of the things he used to do, but they figured out a way. The one thing he could still do is sing. So they put him back out on tour. And I knew when they played, when Black Sabbath got together and played, I knew that it was probably nearing the end. And it turns out it was.
He had 76 years.
Yeah.
We're pretty damn good on this earth.
76 years of hardcore partying for that guy. So,
hey,
good
for him. That's what he chose.
Yeah.
Hey, he chose his life, and he lived his life. Believe me, I don't feel sorry for him. He had a hell of a life.
He did. So, Eddie, back to sports. We're going to get into the NFL, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, and of course, Jabroni of the Week. Big show this week. Looking forward to it.
Always. We got a top-notch show because we're one of the best there is in the business. And you know something? Who's coming to see you?
Who's that?
I think he's on his way to Central Florida now.
Who's that?
Plays for the Cincinnati Bengals. Central Florida boy, Trey Hendrickson.
He's coming home?
Oh, he's already gone. He's on the turnpike. He's sending shots from Florida on the turnpike.
All right. Well, I'll say what's up to him, and hopefully he can get something figured out in Cincinnati before the NFL season starts. We'll get right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Thank you. John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code BILL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, let's do a little Bengal bashing. You know what I mean? I'm just in that mood just to bash them damn Bengals. You know, they have literally, that Mike Brown and that GM, they need to fire that GM with the Bengals. He couldn't even manage the Bengals, the girl rock group, you know, whatever they were called. But anyway, it's like when you look at that GM, here's a rookie guy who's got a suck-ass agent. Look, Shamir, you need to call Lee Steinberg in San Francisco and get you a real agent. And he'll tell you, get your happy rookie ass in camp and I will do the deal for you. That's what real agents do. They don't tell rookies who know nothing about the NFL like yourself not to show up. That's the stupidest thing in the world.
I think he showed up for the camps, but I think he's still unsigned because Mike Brown, the owner, who came out and said, I don't want to pay guys to go to jail. When I saw this story, I started to kind of do some research into this kid. Was there trouble that he had gotten into that gave Mike Brown pause on signing a guaranteed contract that didn't have the language that they've put in contracts in the past, but they got away from the last couple of years? Behavior detrimental to NFL. I can't remember what it says. I'm not a lawyer, but that's what is keeping this contract from being signed, is that this kid says, I want my guaranteed money. I don't want to have to, you know, be on my best behavior.
Be a professional. He wants his damn money, but he don't want to act like a pro and carry himself like a professional athlete. Look, here's your deal. You're not in command of this performance, my boy. You haven't earned the right in the NFL to dictate crap to an owner. Number one, take your damn money, shut your stinking mouth, or, you know, if I was Mike Brown, I'd trade his ass.
Well, they may end up doing that. I'm sure that this will get signed. I'm sure that this getting
out. Then I take his money and give it to Trey.
Well, son, they need to give the money to Trey Hendrickson for sure.
Well, yeah, not
why he's not signed,
bitch.
I can't understand. But this kid, are we seeing the first of many post-NIL? This is a kid who probably spent his entire college career with NIL, and now they are money hungry coming into the NFL, which before, you know, the NFL was the opening door of money. So you got in there and you signed that contract the minute it was put in front of you. You didn't even read it. It was, I want money now. Yes. So,
yeah, I'm glad I got some money coming in. You know, now these guys, whoever signs Archie Manning, you know, Archie Manning out of Texas, he's going to take a pay cut his rookie year.
Yeah.
He's knocking down eight. Hey, he's making $8 million a year.
So he'll be in good shape coming into the NFL and he'll probably sign. These contracts are set. You can only pay these players based on where they were drafted. They get paid what they get paid. That's not the argument here. He is saying that he wants guaranteed money. He doesn't want any kind of out contract because basically they have an out in his contract where if he does something wrong, they don't have to pay him all the years in that contract. And that's what he's upset about.
Hey, look, he hasn't earned the right to demand guaranteed money. You, what have you done? You wasn't that great in college. You only had like 1 year that was any good.
His argument is that they took that language out of other rookies' contracts for the last few years, and for some reason it's back. It's smart business to have that language in these contracts,
well, yeah.
Especially when you're watching guys. It's few and far between, but if you have a first-round draft pick that comes out and pulls a Rashee Rice where he gets into trouble. Ja Morant is a good example in the NBA. I can't remember the Ruggs 3, I think was the Raiders receiver.
You know, Jeff, all you need to do is look at that guy and say, hey, Shamar, guess what? You know what NFL stands for guys like you? Not for long.
Yes. So you're making the argument that they should get all the money that they can up front because they won't be in the league for more than a couple years. Let's jump over to the Cowboys. Micah Parsons has reported
to camp.
How about
them Cowboys?
He's reported to camp even though he has not yet settled his contract. I think Jerry Jones.
First class dude, Jeff.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is worried that Micah Parsons is going to get injured and doesn't want to pay him top-level money. Well, there are plenty of teams all over the NFL. I think there are probably 31 teams in the NFL that are willing to take the risk of Micah Parsons getting injured to sign him to a contract.
Hey, I just got to tell you something. Stop it right there. All these jock sniffers are playing right into Jerry Jones's hands. Who is everybody talking about right now? Jerry Jones. And he knows how to stir that pot. He knows how to make them eat out of his hands. And then he's going to sign him. He's already told Micah. Believe me, he's already told Michael he wouldn't be in camp that, hey, here's what you're going to get, and I'm going to do it, but let me have some fun. And that's what he's doing. He's having fun with the press and putting the Cowboys in the limelight once again. Hey, everybody's talking about what Micah Parsons is going to do.
We did just do two NFL stories, and both stories centered around the owners, Mike Brown and Jerry Jones. So maybe you're right. Maybe this is just a push to get some media attention.
He's a modern day P.T. Barnum.
If he's not careful, he will be a modern day P.T. Barnum, and he'll get run out of town just like P.T. Barnum eventually did.
He just got too much money to get run out of Dallas.
The president of the United States came out and said that he is going to put a hitch in the plan to build the new stadium on the RFK Stadium site.
He told that mayor he put a little hitch in his giddy up, didn't he?
Yeah, he said that deal wouldn't get done if they did not revert to the name Redskins, and also jumped in and said, and by the way, while you're at it, Cleveland, how about going back to the Indians? The fans want it. And I feel like this is true.
I told you about that stupid name, that the Guardians. It sounds like a condom.
And I've made more arguments than I care to, and I will make it one more time, although you don't seem to care. The Guardians makes way more sense than the Commanders because when you pull into Cleveland on the main highway, there are two statues.
Those condoms.
The Cleveland Guardians make sense. There's two statues of Guardians.
Hey, the Indians were great.
Yeah.
I mean, you grew up watching Cowboys and Indians. So what?
Heck.
They didn't insult Indians.
One of the best sports movies of all times rotates around the Cleveland Indians, and Chief Wahoo is even very important to that
Wahoo
movie.
Wahoo McDaniel.
And so the fact of the matter is, I think that the president is right, that the fans want these two franchises to return to their names.
You know what's so really, it makes me sick is when you look at the Redskins changing their name, Wasn't one damn Indian had a problem with it. It was all white jock sniffers, woke SOBs that had them change it.
Yeah.
It was all that woke crap that they're pushing on society, and society does not want it, believe me.
No, relatives of the man John Two Guns Whitecalf, whose profile served as the face of the Washington, D.C. football franchise for 48 years, wants his likeness returned to the franchise. I want it too. I want them to be the Redskins.
Well, yeah, that's the greatest name in oh, man, that's a cool name.
He was the most famous and most photographed Native American in history. And Two Guns was also the face on the Indian head nickel. I'm proud of him. The Blackfeet Nation are proud of him. Let's put him back on those helmets. It looked much better than just a W. Commanders is not a good name. It hasn't stuck.
Sounds like a toilet bowl.
I know for a fact that the ownership of the Washington franchise is going to push back hard against this because Daniel Snyder would have immediately changed the name back. I guess that this is the problem with when you hate the fact that your team sucks and has a cool name, so you run the owner out of town. You're going to get guys that'll make your team good, but they may change the name to the Commanders, and that's exactly what has happened in Washington, is that I think Snyder would have immediately snapped back to Redskins.
Well, you know something? When they changed the name, the Washington Commode guys have no history. They're not Redskins. They're the Washington Commodes.
Well, I'll say
they have no history.
I don't want to hear from one of the minority owners about an offensive name as long as his name is Magic Johnson. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World. Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You can't say the Pittsburgh Steelers don't step up to the plate. They gave T.J. Watt 3 years, $123 million, and he deserves every dollar.
That is very good news for Steelers fans that T.J. Watt is wrapped up. They've got a new quarterback, and things are looking very good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It says on my paperwork here, will the Steelers make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers at the helm? If Aaron Rodgers remains healthy at the helm, the Steelers are a force to be reckoned with and a potential AFC title winner.
Well, I think that if they stay healthy, and I think Rodgers is coming back for one reason. He wants to leave a winner.
Yeah.
And I believe he's going to – I know this sounds crazy as hell, but I'm pretty crazy. If Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, that the Pittsburgh Steelers will be in the Super Bowl this year.
You're not crazy to say that, and it's something that I agree with. That's a great team with a great coach that was in desperate need of a quarterback. And this could be
a leader.
This could be sort of the end of the Aaron Rodgers era, and it could also be the end of the Mike Tomlin era. Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers can ride off into the sunset winners at the end of this. Tomlin's the longest serving head coach in the NFL right now. He's been with the Steelers forever. There have been ups and downs, and right now seems like the time where he is going to finish off with trying out Aaron Rodgers at quarterback and seeing if he can get one more Super Bowl ring. And I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin exit stage left at the same time when this experiment is over.
Well, if he goes to the Super Bowl this year with the Steelers, I would love to see Mike Tomlin go coach the New York Football Giants.
Why would he want to be punished like that?
Or have a team that really needs a good general manager. Hire him.
That's what I see Mike Tomlin more likely doing.
He's a builder of men.
He probably stays in the Steelers organization and becomes an executive, player personnel, GM, something like that. I don't know Mike Tomlin well enough to know if he's the kind of guy that wants to sit behind a desk, but the Steelers would definitely give him whatever job he wanted. Oh, yeah. If he decided that he was done coaching. Rashee Rice is back in camp after his 30-day jail sentence after he caused a chain reaction crash in Dallas. Rashee Rice has been an enigma for the Kansas City Chiefs. He is a great wide receiver. He's a piece that team desperately needs in Kansas City, but I don't know what they're going to get out of him. He's the best wide receiver on the Chiefs. If he can stay out of trouble and stay healthy, that's a good thing for Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about that guy. You know, he's had his shot. You know, he's a little thug. That's all he is. He stays in trouble all the damn time. You know, dust him on his ass and send him home. You know, what I really like is Geno Smith. He's going to bring those Raiders back and make them look like the Raiders of old.
You and I couldn't agree less on this topic. I think Geno Smith is going back to Geno Smith. I feel like he was a system quarterback that fit in Seattle.
And well, he's in the system they put him in, Jeff. Who's his head coach? Pete Carroll.
Well, that's probably going to work out just fine for him then.
Thank you very much.
I for some reason, I forgot that
Pete Carroll... Well, I have to smack him upside the head every now and then, you know?
I know. Like, for some reason, it escaped me that Pete Carroll took over as head coach of the Vegas Raiders, but you're right. He is going to be in the system that worked quite well for him the last few years.
Yeah, that's the one who made Geno Smith. He sucked until he got that system, believe me.
I mean, Geno Smith, I assumed, was retired by the time he ended up in Seattle, and he did quite well up there. Eddie.
Well, they were trying to run him off because he sucked so bad. Then he went right in Pete Carroll's system, and bam.
It works.
There you got to see his great talent. I mean, you know, that just goes to show you. And it's like your Washington Redskins do. They're building their whole offense, Kingsbury, around Daniels and his what he can do. Don't make them do something they can't do. Give them stuff that they can do and make them good.
this is the thing about Pete Carroll's system, though. It just seems like I could be a quarterback in that system. It seems like it's just a system that's built for
that just sounds
average
good.
Quarterbacks.
That just damn sounds good. Because everybody is not able to pull that system off. He's just a good athlete, Geno Smith.
Well, Russell Wilson was really, really good in that system and has not been.
Well, he sucked everywhere else.
I know. So I'm saying I feel like that system is very much a quarterback-driven system. Let's jump over to the MLB. Actually, before we do that, I want to talk about our good friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
5-star. You know, one thing about Lenny, he's a 5-star dude. I'm going to get Lenny on here one week and talk a little bit of football with the president of Odark 30.
So the Red Sox are looking to unload more. Jared Duren, the Padres and the Phillies are both interested in making that trade. And I support any team that looks to grab a young star from the Boston Red Sox at this point. I don't know what's happening up in Boston, but
I mean, they got a great team. They don't need this guy. He's just added weight. I would trade him, get rid of him, get him off my books, and get me somebody that I can manage.
It's interesting to see that both of the teams on the list are teams who have brought in names like this in the past, and it hasn't exactly led to them winning rings. The Padres haven't even made it to the World Series.
See, that's what I don't understand, Jeff. As a baseball guy, I look at the San Diego Padres and all that talent they have in San Diego. Why aren't you not in the World Series?
They've had runs recently where they were phenomenal. The pitching was great. They've had a couple injuries here and there, but still, even when guys went down, you still thought they were going to be a problem in the National League. And they made it. They made it almost to the pinnacle a few years ago and were beaten in the National League Championship Series. But other than that, they've been really quiet and they paid a lot of money.
I mean, their fans are unbelievable. You go watch a ball game in San Diego, that place rocks.
Petco
it's unbelievable.
It's one of the most beautiful ballparks in baseball.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's one of the most beautiful cities to put baseball in. I've enjoyed San Diego, and it is a beautiful place. Petco's a beautiful park, but unfortunately, their team doesn't seem to have what it takes to win a World Series. They're trying to make some moves, though, to better their position. The Phillies are an enigma also because they brought in Bryce Harper, big contract. Trey Turner followed quickly after. Kyle Schwarber. They brought in all of these guys. They're pitching. They brought in Zach Wheeler. They already had Aaron Nola, who was a mainstay in their rotation. They made it to the World Series and lost. But I think this Phillies team, the window's closing, so bringing in a young guy would probably help them out, but that's not really the kind of thing they should be doing right now. They should be looking at pitching and bringing in a couple of guys that can put them over the hump. Aaron Judge hits his 351st home run, ties A-Rod on the Yankees list. That's an interesting fact.
That's a great fact, Jeff. You know what you're talking about? You got two guys who choke in the playoffs right there.
Well, A-Rod hit a lot of home runs before he became a Yankee. So Aaron Judge basically has reached the A-Rod list in shorter time as a
Yankee. No show in playoffs as well.
They're both jabronis.
That's sort of money. Hey, the late, great Reggie Jackson, he always said,
yeah, so
I'd rather show up in October.
Yes.
And never show up at all.
Did you see this incredible throw from Ronald Acuna Jr.?
Oh, my goodness. Remind me to throw up. That is really, they still play in the Hall of Fame at Roberto Clemente out of that right corner. Same kind of throw, flat-footed.
Yeah, no crow hop. Basically,
no nothing.
Right down the line in right field, and he threw a dart to third base.
Oh, yeah.
And snagged that runner that thought he had a third base easily taken. Ronald Acuna Jr. makes him look like a fool and throws him out.
That third base would just tagged him and said, see you later, boy.
Yeah.
It's been fun. You got to run.
Yeah, it sucks to be on the other side of one of those incredible plays, but Jorbit Vivas will be remembered now, at least. This isn't a guy that we were going to be talking about if he didn't get thrown out at third base. Now he is in the record books. He'll probably...
That stupid-ass name, they need to use that in the spelling bee contest.
Nobody's going to get it. Is it pronounced Horbit or Jorbit? I don't know. I never know with these guys.
Well, he was in the orbit after he got thrown out.
No. 2025 power rankings. Cubs are in charge of the Central, which is good to hear. That's where they belong. Milwaukee is looking extremely good right now, though, so they are knocking hard on the Cubs' door. Dodgers have lost 10 of 12 games, but that's a team that, you know, is probably taking a breather in the middle of the season to kind of, you know, stretch their legs and make that run towards the playoffs. The Dodgers are, they can lose probably 20 of their next 30, and still, as long as they get a wild card spot, they're favorites to win the World Series. Tigers lost 6-7 and the Astros lost 7-9. This is what's happening right now. It's the middle of the season.
All the top guys are losing.
Yeah. So the Yankees are going to have to hit to win a title. So do you think the Yankees can slug their way to a division title?
I do. Yeah. They just got the goods, man. I mean, the Cashman loaded the Yankees up, and the Yankees are a lot of fun to watch. And I just think with their home run, I mean, they just can beat you all day long with home runs, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, they had better pitching going into the playoffs last year than they will this year.
Yeah, but if you score 6 runs and you hold them for 4, you're going to win.
That's exactly what was said as they were going into the postseason. And they did not win the World Series, as everybody knows. They barely won 1 game. So you got to have pitching, and we're going to find out if that's true for sure for the New York Yankees going into the offseason. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Kohl's friends and family, listen up, because this one's for you. Right now, you can take an extra 20% off during the Friends and Family sale. Save on summer must-haves for your home. Comfy everyday outfits for your family. Smart favorites for back to school, and so much more. Yep, it's your time to save. Shop Kohl's Friends and Family Sale today. Select styles. Offer ends July 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure,
This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, can you, I'm just all besides myself with NASCAR. I mean, you got to have some stars, man. And they're giving away $1 million in the Indianapolis Speedway. And you know who's going for it? Two ties. Can somebody name, it seems like, you know, they name one guy Ty, and then the rest of them, you got 10 more ties at one time. But anyway, you got Ty Gibbs going against Ty Dillon, and one of those are going to win $1 million.
Yeah, this is fun. It's the owner's grandkids going against each other for the in-season tournament. Nobody cares about this, Eddie. I don't know why we're talking about it. The in-season tournament is ridiculous. These guys are ranked, I think, 19th and 20th in the full season rankings. And I would like to say, oh, cool, this makes it fun to watch the Indianapolis race because there's something else going on, but it seems like nobody really cares.
Well, it's kind of like the old promoter, you know, his grandson. Oh, let me see who wins the pony. He goes in, oh, this year, once again, my grandson Blue wins the pony. So, I mean, it's like, hey, you know, everything's rigged. So, you know, you got two grandsons here going to win $1 million. Yeah. I should be so lucky.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs is, of course, a Gibbs. You know who his granddad is. But Ty Dillon, lesser known grandson of Richard Childress, and he's racing for his grandfather. So the power rankings for NASCAR have also come out. And right now, Chase Elliott is dominating the power rankings. Denny Hamlin right behind him. But
yeah,
our boy,
he's good, Denny Hamlin.
Our boy Billy Byron, I'm telling you, this is the guy. This is the new star. Came out of nowhere, won a Daytona 500, and we're like, oh, cool, this kid that'll probably be at the pinnacle of his career won the Daytona 500. But then, bam, he does it again. And now he is third in the power rankings in this NASCAR season. I'm getting pulled back into NASCAR.
He's a good face for NASCAR.
Yeah. William Byron is racing quite well and proved
better
me wrong.
Billy the Kid.
I mean, if you go back into our archives and listen to the show that followed the Daytona 500 2 years ago, I was adamant that this was the last time we would ever be talking about William Byron. And much like the Philadelphia Eagles of last season, I had egg all over my face. And it seems to be, I'm happy though, because I have jumped on
you upside the head, Jeffrey.
I've jumped on the Billy Byron train. I actually have a driver that I really like and that I really like to watch now. So I'm back in on NASCAR and it's a lot of fun to watch a guy who isn't one of the big names become one of the big names. I feel like it's sort of been a long time since I've seen that. You know, it seems like by the time they become big names,
you're tired of rooting for him.
But also, it wasn't...
This guy is... He's got some juice in him.
They sort of slowly come onto the scene, and then they're a name in NASCAR, and Billy Byron burst onto the scene, and he has
back-to-back
held up. Yeah, so it's really fun to watch him. Let's jump over to the WWE, Eddie. Roman Reigns. Yeah, he had some stuff to say about Paul Heyman.
Well, you know, it's like I told you. The wise man has got his whole thing covered. Babyface side, now the heel side. So he's kind of, I told you, watch it. He's going to be running the show pretty soon. Triple H will be out the door. And all of a sudden, Paul's got Roman Reigns back in the spotlight, CM Punk in the spotlight. Then he's got all his other, well, the other guy got hurt, friggin' Steph Rollins, you know. I was never crazy about that son of a gun anyway. But the one who's really good is Steiner's kid, Braun Breaker.
Yeah.
And what the hell happened to Charlotte Flair? I mean, Charlotte used to be one of the greatest of all time. And now she can't even get I don't know if she gets arrested, but she can't even get anything done. She's not in anything.
Well, I mean, injuries, didn't she get pretty badly injured and that kind of took her out for a little bit? And
now she's back though.
I know, but.
And she's number one, she's the best worker of any girl in the business. Number two, she can walk and talk at the same time, really good on the stick, and can draw money. And while they're not using her, I have no idea the way they should. I tell you who they're really, really hurting from the injury that Liv Morgan had.
Yeah.
I mean, that girl is really, really good. Alexa Bliss is no Liv Morgan.
No.
You can put her with Charlotte Flair all you want. It's like it's Mrs. High and Mrs. Low. I mean, that's the way they look. You know, Charlotte's 5'10" and Alexa Bliss is 5 foot. I mean, that looks weird as a tag team, number one. But when you got Liv Morgan and that Rodriguez girl together, they had a great tag team. But Liv is a better single person for the WWE. I mean, she can draw money.
Same with Charlotte
She's
Flair.
That good.
And really, the Charlotte Flair thing is, you know, you go out, you got to get your gimmick back. You got to get the storylines going again. Charlotte, we're not done with Charlotte Flair. She's going to be a big star in the WWE women's division.
Well, I sure hope so. I hope Charlotte and Liv and all of them get healthy and get back into where they can really entertain the people like they're used to doing. And, you know, they're just great talent. Charlotte Flair and Liv Morgan are two exceptional talent. I mean, I love to watch them work because they make you proud.
So Tiffany Stratton needs a good person to work an angle with. Do you see one of these girls being the person whose angle becomes Tiffany Stratton?
Well, they tried Tiffany with Charlotte, but it got a little heated.
Yeah, a little.
I mean, for real.
Yes.
I mean, for real. Yeah, yeah. And Charlotte, you know, she didn't back up.
No.
And so Tiffany, I guess her boyfriend told her, whatever you do, don't back up from her. I mean, she'll eat you up.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tiffany needs to learn business, and she'll be great. But she could have drawn a bunch of money with Charlotte Flair. But she tried to one-up Charlotte Flair. You don't need to one-up anybody. Just be the best that you can be and do your thing. And don't make it personal.
Her mouth wrote a check that her ass couldn't cash, and she's paying the price for it now because Tiffany Stratton, Charlotte Flair could have been an angle that would have worked for at least a year.
That'd been WrestleMania kind of stuff.
Yeah. AJ Styles getting ready to make his first TNA appearance in 10 years.
AJ Styles I had the pleasure of producing and directing him with the XWF. And I always said from the first time I ever saw AJ, and he's a Georgia boy, and I always said that guy's going to be a huge star. And he's been a big star with the WWE. They're missing the boat with AJ right now. He's in the TNA, but he was there for a few years before he went to the WWE. But they're missing out with AJ Styles. He's got so much talent. Use him before he gets, you know, where he doesn't want to do this anymore.
I agree. If you can utilize your big stars who have big names until they cannot be used anymore, you should make the most of them. I'm glad to see AJ Styles making a comeback on TNA. Long time coming. Eddie, do you know what I read today, which came as a huge surprise to me? I guess behind the scenes, LeBron James made a big push to go to Dallas to join Anthony Davis in Dallas, and nothing could get worked out. Could you imagine if they ended up at the end of the day swapping Luka Doncic for LeBron James and Anthony Davis? Dallas obviously would have been, the fans would have been very happy, I think, at the end of the day, if they would have been able to put LeBron James out there with Cooper Flagg coming into the league. You got the torch handoff. I don't know what happened, but I'm not a huge LeBron James fan, but he could have definitely made a big difference in Dallas had he gone there.
I mean, tickets would have sold like crazy in Dallas, man. I mean, because he's on his downhill run, LeBron is. I mean, you know, your legs only have so much in you. And he's in his 40s now, and you can say what you want, but when you run up and down that court as much as you have to do in the NBA, it takes its toll on your legs and your back and everything else. So You know, Dallas would have been smart to snatch him up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, Los Angeles, obviously.
Well, that's that dumbass general manager they got in Dallas to trade the franchise to L.A.
Well, if you're talking about wanting to get rid of guys because you didn't think they were going to stay healthy, LeBron James is the kind of guy you want, because no matter what, throughout his career, he stayed healthy. And
since he was 18.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. LeBron obviously sees the writing on the wall that this Lakers team, Luka wasn't the answer. They're not fixed. He's not going to be going for a championship in Los Angeles probably before his time runs out on him. And so I think
Dallas would have been great, though.
Yeah, I wonder if we don't. I wonder if we don't see something happen if the experiment they got going on in Los Angeles falls apart early in the season. If we don't see them make a trade to send LeBron James over to Dallas, as long as they don't trade Cooper Flagg for him, I think Dallas will be very happy to bring that guy in and send
Could
LeBron
you imagine
James.
Imagine how much money Cooper Flagg would make in LA.
Oh my goodness! So the thing is, though, that LeBron James is a guy who has an image problem for 50% of people, and maybe going to Dallas could be something that a lot of people could really get behind, because going, the first thing he does is
he looks pretty good in a cowboy hat.
He takes his talents to Miami, which was a big turnoff for a lot of people. Okay.
The way he did it was a turnoff.
Cleveland was on the up and up, and then all of a sudden he goes and he teams up with two other perennial all-stars and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. We see what happens there. And then he goes back to Cleveland and runs up against a buzzsaw in Golden State that he can't get past, and bails on Cleveland again after bringing them a championship, and goes to the Los Angeles Lakers, which, if you want to piss off a small fan base, trust me,
just go to Lakers.
The Lakers is the place to go where you're unforgiven by all small fan base team
just
fans.
Just ask Shaq.
Yes. And so goes off to Los Angeles.
And that wasn't Shaq's fault.
Well, you keep saying that, but he says differently. The and so going to Dallas could be sort of a place where, I know it's not a small market in the grand scheme of things, but I think a lot of people would probably enjoy seeing LeBron James suit up for the Dallas Mavericks for the last couple seasons of his career.
It would be great for the NBA.
I'm sure the Lakers would gladly put Bronny in any trade that they were sending LeBron out on. And maybe he could clean up his image with a decent amount of the people that he's kind of turned off with his career in the NBA.
Oh, the Jabroni of the week is very easy. He's not even a rookie yet, but he thinks he's a star. His name is Shamar Stewart. Look, you weren't even a star in college, and you were lucky the Bengals even drafted you that high. I don't know what they were smoking when they drafted you that high, but you're just not that damn good. And you know something? It's like I said earlier in the show, NFL, that means not for long. And the way you're acting, you're acting worse than a rookie would ever act. So, you know something, Shamar? I hope they trade your ass to the worst team in the NFL.
All right, Jets fans, looks like you might have a Shamar Stewart trade proposal coming soon. If it's up to the Continental Lover, Shamar Stewart will soon don the New Jersey Jets helmet, and he will be on.
And he'll never win crap. Welcome to the Jets.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey! Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, it just doesn't get better than you and me, Jeffrey, when it comes to sports. We're the best in the business.
Well, if you're looking for a sports show where you're not going to hear a whole bunch of race baiting or WNBA talk. I mean, we've dipped our toes in talking about Caitlin Clark, but I can promise you that the focus of this show will never be playing you every commercial break, a WNBA commercial. If you're looking for something the opposite of woke, you have found the place, because Eddie and I are the alternative to all of that stuff right here on Mouthing Off all over the world. I saw a flag football league commercial the other day while I was trying to watch men's sports, as I often do. And I thought to myself, if they start trying to push women's flag football during the NFL season as hard as they push the WNBA, I just got done saying we weren't going to talk to the WNBA, but they did their all-star game. They had horrible ratings because Caitlin Clark was not participating, and they wore shirts that said, pay us what you owe us. And some,
hey, them. Come on, Jeffrey. They're like that dumbass at CBS. They're losing $40 million a year. All you need to do is take what they're giving you and shut the hell up. I mean, until you make that league profitable and you got the girl in your league, Caitlin Clark, that can do that, hey, that's your own fault. I really don't give a damn.
I don't think that even Caitlin Clark is capable of making women's sports as popular as men's sports. But her nemesis, Angel Reese, came out and said that they should be making NBA money by now. And not a more ridiculous thing has ever been said. But some genius internet guy did the research and made a meme of, if they are being paid what they're owed, they owe the NBA $400 million.
Well, there you go. Just like Jason Whitlock said about that Angel Reese, most overrated no good, can't win talent that the WNBA has. Now, this I'm quoting Jason Whitlock.
Eddie.
And, you know, and Jason is a great sports writer, too, believe me.
She gets a lot of rebounds, Eddie. Unfortunately, they're all off of her own missed layups. We got to run. Tell them goodbye.
Hey, this is the Continental Lover Foot, Jeff Taylor saying, see you next week.